Judgehead, this is Archie. Come over right away.
I can't, Archie. I'm making myself a craft chocolate muffin.
But, Judge, it's a matter of life or death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
The millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine, known and loved for a while, transcribed and brought to you by three wonderful products of the Kraft Foods Company. Kraft Dairy Fresh Caramels, Kraft Chocolate-Flavored Malted Milk, and Kraft Famous Ice Cream Mixed Frizz. Yes, here's Archie Andrews and all the gang. Now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's early Saturday afternoon as we look in on the Andrews home. And we find Mrs. Andrews working in the living room.
Summertime, when the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the living...
Oh, Fred, is that you?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
You think so, but you're not sure.
That's right, dear. The man who went out to mow the grass in that backyard an hour ago was young and vigorous. The man you're talking to now is old and feeble.
Fred, you're just a little tired.
And hot. Harry, open a window. It's stifling in here.
Well, Fred, all the windows are open.
Well, turn a fan on.
We don't need a fan. It's very comfortable in here.
Comfortable? Mary, I feel like I'm on fire.
But it's not that... Fred, did you take your shirt off while you were mowing the grass?
Well, sure. It was so darn hot out there. I had it.
I was afraid of that. Fred, turn around.
Now, Mary, what are you doing?
Looking down inside your shirt to see your back.
Haven't you ever seen my back before?
Yes, but not like this.
Like what?
Like what I was afraid of. Fred, we might as well face it. You've got a sunburn that'd make an embarrassed lobster look pale.
Mary, are you sure?
Fred, I'm positive. Unless your grandfather was an Indian.
But I was only out there for an hour or so. I don't see how I'd get sunburned so quick.
Well, you did. Why did you ever take your shirt off? You know perfectly well you... Oh, hello, Archie.
Hello, Archie. Mary,
I... That house is a boy.
Oh, Archie. Don't do that.
Gee, with that, what's wrong with a friendly little pat on the back?
I don't call that a friendly little pat, and I have a bad sunburn.
Sunburn? Oh, gee, wish you do.
Yes, I do. Now, would you
Fred,
please...
never mind arguing with Archie. We've got to put something on that burn right away.
Put something on it? Mary, what can you put on it?
Some ointment.
Ointment?
Yes, sunburn ointment to take the sting out of it and heal the burn. Archie, you run down to the drugstore and get some.
Who, me?
Yes, Archie.
Oh, but Mom, I want to go swimming.
Archie,
and it's late now,
Archie,
and I haven't been swimming
Archie,
all week.
All right. So you want to go swimming, and you haven't been swimming all week. But it won't take you all afternoon to run down to the drugstore, and your father will give you a quarter.
Why, sure. Mary, who'll give him a quarter?
You will.
But he just got his allowance.
Fred, do you want something for your son, Bernie, or do you just want to sit here in blister?
Oh, me. All right, Archie, go to the drugstore, and I'll give you a blister. I mean, a quarter.
She was okay. I'll go. But, Dad, the next time you get sunburned, I wish you'd do it on a rainy day.
Well, a sunburn, as everybody knows, is no fun. But everybody also knows that eating those luscious, chewy, soft Kraft Dairy Fresh caramels is fun. Plenty of fun. Just remove the cellophane wrapper from one of these delectable candy treats and pop it into your mouth. You'll be raving in no time at all over the rich caramel flavor and wholesome, chewy, soft goodness. Believe me, you'll love them. Here's why. First of all, Kraft uses only the finest ingredients in this fine candy. Then they follow a very special caramel-making recipe developed by Kraft. It's a secret, of course, but I do know they use lots of fresh, sweet milk in making these bite-sized caramels. That makes them extra nourishing, keeps them chewy, soft, gives them finer flavor. Then, they're individually wrapped to protect their freshness and packed in one-pound bags and six-piece bars. Look for Kraft Dairy Fresh Caramels at food stores and candy counters wherever you live. See for yourself how extra good a caramel can be, but be sure they're made by Kraft. Those are the Dairy Fresh kind. Now back to Archie, who has had to postpone his swimming trip while he runs down to the drugstore to get something for Mr. Andrew's sunburn.
Oh, fine time to have to go to the drugstore. A fine time, just when I'm in a hurry. Well, this shouldn't take too long. Well, then I can go swimming anyway. Oh, boy, just look at the crowd in here. And all those people at the drug counter.
Next.
She was, I'll never get waited on.
Hi, Archie.
She was Jughead.
What'd you expect, Dr. Kildare?
No, Jughead, I did not expect Dr. Kildare or you either.
What are you doing here, Archie?
Well, my father got a sunburn, Jug, and I got to get some ointment for him. But from the looks of this crowd, I'm liable to be here all afternoon.
Oh, it's not so bad, Archie. I've only been here 5 minutes, and they've waited on a lot of people.
Oh, that's good. Are you the last one in?
Uh-huh.
Oh, swell. I'll get behind you, Jug, and then maybe I can get out of here quickly.
What's the hurry?
Because, Jug, I want to go swimming.
Swimming?
Sure you do.
Uh-huh. Hey, listen, didn't that customer he's waiting on come in here after us?
I don't know.
Oh, but listen, Archie, I think I'll go swimming with you.
Okay, Jug, but I got to take the ointment home first. So why don't you get your suit and meet me at my house?
Okay, Archie, I'll go home and get it right now. Bye.
Goodbye. But listen, Jug, aren't you waiting to buy something?
Not me, Archie. I only came in the drugstore because it's air conditioned.
Because? You mean I've been waiting here for... Oh, no.
Mary, what's taking that boy so long?
I've no idea, but we'd better not wait for him. We'd better put something on your sunburn right now.
Like what?
Like this vinegar.
Vinegar? Mary, I don't want to put vinegar all over me.
Fred, the important thing in a sunburn is to catch it right away. And if we put the vinegar on you now, it'll take some of the soreness out before Archie gets back.
But Mary, I...
Fred, I'm only trying to help, you know.
But I... Oh, me. All right, Mary, put vinegar on me. Put tartar sauce on me. Put ketchup on me, but get it over and done with.
All right. Now, I'll just dab it on with this cotton, dear.
All right. Be careful now. Hey, Mary, that tickles.
Fred, stop squirming.
You stop tickling me and I'll stop squirming. Oh, you're killing me.
I'll be through in a minute. Turn around so I can do your chest.
Mary, stop now. Now, Mary, don't.
There. I'm all through. Now, how do you feel?
Like a dish of sauerkraut.
Never mind. This will make you feel much better. Oh, dear. Now, who can that be?
Well, Mrs. Andrews, is Archie ready to go swimming yet?
Oh, Jughead. No, Archie isn't back yet. But come on in.
Okay. It's Jughead, dear.
Oh, hello, Jughead.
Oh, hello, Mr. Andrews. How? Mr. Andrews, you smell.
I smell. Jughead, I do not smell. That's vinegar.
Vinegar?
Yes, vinegar. I have a bad sunburn, and Mrs. Andrews put vinegar on it.
Gee, Mrs. Andrews, did you really put vinegar on Mr. Andrews?
Yes, Jughead. Anything wrong with that?
Well, I don't know. My Uncle Oscar had a bad sunburn once, and he put vinegar on it.
What happened?
He died.
Oh, that's right. What? He died? Jughead, you're fooling.
I am not. Neither was Uncle Oscar. Vinegar's bad for sunburn. It makes the burn worse.
Worse?
Sure, it dries the skin.
Dries the skin?
It makes it blister.
Blister?
Then blood poisoning sets in.
Blood poisoning? Oh, dear. Fred, maybe vinegar is the wrong thing.
Well, if it's going to give me blood poisoning, it doesn't sound like the right thing.
Now, Fred, don't be funny. What do we do?
Call an undertaker.
Just be quiet.
Well, Fred... We'll just have to get some soap and water and wash it off.
Right on now, Mary. I can't.
It is the only way. I'll get a pot of soap and water and a wash cloth.
But, Mary, I... Oh, me. How do I get into these things?
I bet that's what my Uncle Oscar said when they put him in the coffin.
Doug, this is no time for jokes.
Okay, Miss Sanders, okay. Oh, but do you want me to call my mother and ask her what you should put on sunburn?
No, Doug, don't bother your mother about...
No trouble, Miss Sanders.
But, Jughead, I...
Soap and water here. Now, you stand still while I sponge that vinegar off.
Mary, I...
Fred?
Me. All right, Mary, sponge the vinegar off. At least I won't smell like a pickle anymore.
Now, Fred, turn around so I can wash your back.
All right, but I don't know how I let you talk me to it. Ooh, Mary, that's freezing.
Oh, Fred, it has to be cool. Oh. You can't put hot water on a sunburn and stand still.
Well, hurry up.
All right, all right. Just a little more.
Oh.
There. I'm all finished. Now, was that so bad?
Oh, no. That was fine. Delightful.
He was.
Oh, what'd your mother say, Doug?
She said it wasn't vinegar they put on my Uncle Oscar after all. It was soap and water.
Good. It's soap and water. Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Jughead, are you sure?
Uh-huh. She says vinegar is fine for sunburns. The acid takes all the sting out.
Oh, dear.
Fine. Jughead, how can you be...
Fred, what's the matter?
Mary, that cold water gave me a chill.
Fred, are you sure?
Positive.
Really?
He must be cold. He's knocking so hard, they're playing Christmas carols.
Judge, don't be funny.
Oh, dear, your teeth are chattering.
I got the sunburn ointment.
Archie, never mind the sunburn ointment now. Run back to the drugstore and get something for a chill.
Yeah.
For a what? A chill. Gee whiz, who wants a chill? Nobody wants one. Your father has one.
Gee whiz, Dad, you do?
I sure do.
In this weather? Archie, never mind the questions and go back to the store, dear.
But, Mom, I just went all the way down there and back.
Archie,
and I want to go swimming in a few minutes.
Archie,
and it's a long walk to the drugstore.
Archie, for pity's sake, don't argue now. Go back to the store and your father will give you another quarter.
Another quarter of it. Mary,
this is no time to argue about quarters. You can't stand here and shiver like that. Now, Archie, go ahead.
Gee whiz, okay, Mom, I'll go. But I sure wish Dad would make up his mind whether he's hot or cold. Gee whiz. Just when I'm all set to go swimming, I have to go back to the drugstore. Oh, and look at that. It's just as busy as it was before. Boy, I'll never get waited on.
Archie, hello.
Well, Betty, what are you doing here?
Well, Mother wanted some drug supplies, so I came down to get them for her. What are you doing here?
Well, my dad has a bad sunburn, and well, Mom wants me to get something for his chills. Oh, this line isn't moving very fast, is it?
Well, they've waited on lots of people since I came in here.
Oh, good. I'm in an awful hurry.
How come?
Well, I want to go swimming.
Swimming?
Mm-hmm.
Golly, Archie, I was just thinking what a swell day this is for swimming. May I go with you?
Sure, Betty, if I ever get waited on.
Well, golly, thanks, Archie. We'll have a wonderful time.
Yeah, sure.
I love swimming better than anything else.
Me, too. Hey, where'd that customer come from? He wasn't here before.
But I hate to go swimming alone, don't you?
Yes, Betty.
I'll go right home, Archie, and get my bathing suit and meet you at your house. So long.
But, Betty, what about the things you wanted to buy?
Things I wanted to buy? Well, Archie, I already bought them. I was on my way out when you came in.
On your way out? You mean I was standing in the wrong line again? Oh, no.
Mary, what's taking Archie so long?
Fred, I don't know, but put this blanket around you till he gets back here.
Here's the hot water, Mrs. Anderson.
Oh, thanks, Jughead. Fred, put your feet in that basin and you'll feel much better. Oh, Jughead, will you answer the door, please?
Okay, Mrs. Anderson.
Now, Fred, get your shoes and socks.
I'm just trying to.
It's Betty, Mrs. Anderson.
Hello, Mrs. Andrews.
Hello.
Is Archie ready to go swimming yet? Golly, what's the matter with Mr. Andrews?
I got a cold.
Oh, golly. Archie said you had a sunburn.
Cold.
Golly, Mrs. Andrews, my father had a bad chill last month, and Mother fixed it up in no time. You want me to call and ask her what she used?
Betty, that might be a good idea, dear.
All right, I'll call right now.
All right, dear. Jug, get Mr. Andrews' shoes and socks off while I wrap this blanket around him.
Okay, Mrs. Andrews.
Now, wrap this around you nice and tight, dear.
Yeah, I will, but I've never been so cold.
Well, what's the matter, Jughead?
Nothing. But has Mr. Andrews got big feet?
Oh, fine.
Jughead, never mind how big they are. Get the shoes and socks off.
I did.
All right. Now, if you...
Yes, Betty? My mother says the best thing for a chill is a hot water bottle.
Oh, dear, I forgot all about that. A hot water bottle is a very good idea. I still have some hot water on the stove. Now, Jug, you get the hot water bottle out of the storage closet, and Betty, you have them sell it.
All right, Mrs. Andrews.
Come on, Jug.
Okay. Now, Fred, put your feet in this basin of water.
Oh, all right, dear, I will.
Mary, that's hot.
Well, Fred, of course it's hot. It's got to warm you up.
It doesn't have to burn me up.
Fred, it isn't going to burn you up.
Oh.
Now, get your feet in there.
All right, dear, all right. Hot.
There.
I feel better, but I'm still cold.
Well, as soon as you get that hot water bottle under that blanket, you'll feel fine.
Get that hot water bottle, Miss
Oh, good. Fred, take it right under the blanket and hold it close to your chest.
All right, give it to me.
There. Now wrap your blanket around you.
I will.
Stop her to the hot water bottle, Mrs. Andrews.
Stop her. Jughead, you mean that bottle had no stopper in it?
Yeah, I guess I forgot. Oh, dear.
Oh, good grief. Look at that, all over my pants.
Fred, you're dripping. Golly.
Jughead, don't I have enough trouble without your giving
me... this is no time to start arguing with Jughead. And please stop dripping all over the rug.
Mary, I'm not arguing with Jughead, and I can't help dripping.
Fred, you can so just step into the basin. If you must drip, drip in there.
But I want to go up and get these wet pants off.
Fred, you can take them off right here.
Why? In front of the kids?
Fred, not in front of them. You can put on your bathrobe and then slip your pants off on
here. But I just...
Now get Mr. Andrews of that stove out of that closet.
All right, Mrs. Andrews.
Sorry, I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Andrews.
Well, never mind the apologies. The damage is done.
Here's the bathrobe, Mr. Andrews.
I'll put that on, Fred, and then slip your trousers.
All right, Mary, all right. All right. Now wait till I get the bathrobe.
Hold on. Here are the pills Mr. Pringleson over to stop that chill.
Oh, hiya, Betty.
Hello, Archie. Archie, that's fine. Fred, you'll have to take these pills right away, dear. It'll stop your chill.
Mary, who's got chills?
Who's got chills? Fred, you had a chill a minute ago.
Well, I don't have one now. With that blanket and the basin of hot water and a bathrobe and a hot water bottle, I'm burning up again.
Huh? Fred, are you sure?
Mary, I'm positive.
Oh, golly, just look at his face.
Gee whiz, Dad, is that perspiration? He's not defrosting.
Oh. Oh, for pity's sake. Fred, I wonder if you're running a fever.
Mary, I am not running a fever. This bathrobe is so hot.
Fred, I think you are running a fever.
But I'm not.
Archie, you run right back to the drugstore and tell Mr. Pringle your father is sweating now after the chills. And what should he take for it?
Oh, but, Mom, listen, I've already been to that drugstore twice.
Yes, Archie,
and I
but...
still want to go swimming.
Archie,
and what a way to spend a hot Saturday afternoon, running back and forth to the drugstore.
Archie, all right, I know you want to go swimming, dear, and I know you've been to the drugstore twice, and I'm sorry. But you have to make one more trip, and your father will give you another quarter.
Mary, who'll give him a quarter?
Fred, be quiet. Now, go ahead, Archie.
Gee whiz, okay, Mom. But one more trip, and you'll have to send someone to the drugstore for me. Gee whiz, the store is still jammed. I'll never get to go swimming this way.
Why, Archie! Hello. Hi, y'all, Archie, dear. It's awful good to see y'all, Archie. Do ya?
Well, Veronica, my father's got a sunburn, and I have to get some medicine for his fever, and this is about my 40th trip down here. Have you been here long?
No, I just got here, Archie.
Good. Then I'll get waited on right after you, but I hope it doesn't take too long.
Next.
What's the hurry?
Well, Jug and Betty and I are going swimming.
My goodness, you are?
Yeah. Why?
Well, I'm going home to get my bathing suit and go swim as soon as I get through here.
Next.
She was yours?
Uh-huh.
Well, listen, Veronica, how about meeting us over at my house, and then you can drive us all out to the lake?
Oh, all right, Archie. I'll be glad to. I'll go home right now. Goodbye.
Goodbye? But, Veronica, what about the things you wanted to buy?
Oh, I didn't want to buy anything, Archie. I just came in to get an ice cream soda, but that can wait.
Get a soda? You mean I'm wrong again? Oh, no.
Mary, will you please tell me why we can't send that boy to the drugstore on a simple errand without having him take all day?
Fred, I've no idea. You still feel warm?
Mary, I feel like I'm about to boil over.
Oh, dear. Well, Fred, I'll get some ice for that foot basin. That'll make you feel much better.
I'll help you, Mrs. Adams.
Mary, something better make me feel much better and quick. Fine. Jug, will you answer that?
Okay, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Not yet, Veronica. It's Veronica, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, fine. Hello, Veronica.
My goodness, what are you all doing in a bathrobe?
Veronica, I am in a bathrobe because I have a bad sunburn, and Mrs. Andrews' home remedies are making it worse.
My goodness, you look awful hot.
I am hot. I'm burning up.
My goodness. My father had an awful sunburn last week, and we fixed it up in 2 hours.
2 hours? Really? What'd you do?
I don't remember, but I'll call Mother and find out.
Now, don't bother your mother. I just leave... Oh, fine. Jug, will you answer that, please?
Okay, Mr. Andrews.
Well, hello, Jughead.
Hello, Mr. Warren. It's Mr. Warren, Mr. Andrews.
Well, hello, Mr. Andrews. What are you doing in your bathrobe at this hour of the day?
Well, Mr. Warren, it's a long and gruesome story.
Suffice to say, I'm sunburned, and I feel like I'm about to melt away.
Well, then, you're talking to the right man, Mr. Andrews. Yes, sir. When that old summer sun does its worst, and you want to feel cool and delicious, try a cold Kraft chocolate malted.
Warren, that's the best suggestion I've heard all day. I'll have my wife make me one right now.
Do that, Mr. Andrews, and you know there are lots of good, sound reasons why a Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk hits the spot.
Yes, I know. Oh, Mary!
Usually, you don't want a heavy meal when the temperatures are ranging in the 90s, but you need nourishment just the same.
Mary!
You get plenty of nourishment from a rich, creamy Kraft chocolate malt. Now, milk is considered to be nature's best food. And
yes,
it's even more wholesome when you add delicious Kraft chocolate-flavored malt to it.
I know it. Oh, Mary!
Because they're so easy to mix, you can enjoy one in a jiffy. Even Doug here mixes one like a professional.
Yeah, I'll have my wife mix one right now.
Now, you'll always find Kraft malted milk on your food dealer's shelf. With luncheons or suppers, between meals, or as a bedtime snack, try a Kraft malted.
I'm going to. Oh, Mary!
I know you have some, Mr. Andrews. I saw your wife buy it yesterday. Why don't you take my advice right now and mix a Kraft chocolate malted?
Mr. Warren, look. I've been trying to take your advice for 5 minutes now. If you'd quit telling me how good Kraft malted is, I'd find out by tasting it.
Oh, all right, Mr. Andrews. You do that. I'll run along. Bye.
Goodbye, Mr. Warren.
Bye, Mr. Warren.
By George, that was a good idea. Jug, tell Mrs. Andrews
oh,
I want
to... I just spoke to my mother back to sunburn.
Oh, Veronica, I forgot you were here. What'd she say?
Well, she says the best cure in the world for sunburn is tea leaves.
Tea leaves?
Veronica, did you say tea leaves?
Uh-huh. You put wet tea leaves right on the burn.
Veronica, I never heard of anything like that.
Well, our doctor told Mother about it. The tannic acid in the tea cures the burn and heals the skin. And at the same time, the wet leaves cool you off.
And here's the ice. Oh, Veronica, when did you get here?
Oh, just a few minutes ago.
And our mother says tea leaves are good for a sunburn. Did you ever hear of such nonsense?
Well, Fred, of course they are. I forgot all about that.
Huh?
Tea leaves are the finest thing in the world for a sunburn.
Mary, I...
Veronica, I'm glad you reminded me of that. Jughead, go get a pot of water and a box of tea.
Okay, Mr. Davis.
Now, Mary, I think you're going too far.
Now, Fred, the last time, a sunburn has to be treated properly, just like any burn.
Yeah, but how are you going to put wet tea leaves on me?
It's easy. You just stand in that basin again so you won't start dripping tea all over the floor and take your bathrobe off.
Stand here in my shorts in front of all these kids?
Fred, you don't have to stand here in your shorts. Just lower your bathrobe and wrap it around you like a kind of skirt.
Oh, no,
well,
Mary.
It'll cure your sunburn in no time, Miss
Stranger. Oh,
Fred, must you always be so difficult?
Mary, can I help it if my mother didn't raise me to be a tea bag?
Fred, never mind the jokes and get into that basin.
I... Oh, me. All right, Mary. But I don't know why I do this.
Here's the tea, Mrs. Andrews.
And here's the water.
Oh, that's fine.
I bought some sugar and lemon, too.
Jughead, we don't need the sugar and lemon. Now, Fred, turn around so we can put these tea leaves on your back.
All right, Mary, all right. Put tea leaves on me. Put coffee beans on me, for all I care. Just a walking grocery store, anyhow.
Now, Fred, stop complaining. Doug, you put some tea on Mr. Andrews' chest.
Okay.
Mary, that stuff's cold.
Well, Fred, you said you were hot, didn't you?
He doesn't look so hot now.
Doug, be quiet. Put some on his shoulder, Veronica.
All right, Mrs. Andrews.
And put some on his arm, Betty.
All right, Mrs. Andrews.
Boy, I can't figure out whether you got a low chest or a high stomach.
Doug, never mind the joke.
Fred, stand still. For goodness sake.
Mary, how much longer does this go on? This isn't the Boston Tea Party, you know.
Oh, Fred, it's just another minute. There, I'm all through now. How does that feel?
Wet and sloppy.
Well, you'll feel much better in just a few minutes. I'll put this dish and this tea back in the kitchen.
But Mary, now what do I do?
Well, just stand there for a minute and stop complaining.
Mary, I am not... Oh, good grief. Was that the front door?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Judge, no, wait a minute.
I don't mind, Miss Fred.
No, but Judge, come back. I can't let anyone see me like this.
Fred, get back in that basin.
But Mary, there's someone at the door.
I don't care who's at the door. You can't get tea all over the room.
Mary, I can't.
My mother, Mrs. Andrews.
Oh, your mother. Oh, no.
Fred,
I...
get back in
no,
that basin.
No, no.
I can go over to see if I can help Mrs. Andrews.
That's Mr. Andrews, Mrs. Jones. He's covered with tea.
Mary,
Doug, you see who that is.
Okay, Mrs. Andrews.
Doug, no,
I can't. It's sweet of you to drop in, Mrs. Jones, but I think you'll be all right now.
Mary, I've got
Fred, stay in that basin. Mrs. Copa.
Oh, no, Mary,
Mother!
I've got
to... Hello, dear. Hello, Mrs. Andrews. I came over to... Mary, say, what's this?
Mrs. Cooper, I can...
That's my husband, Mrs. Cooper.
Mary, I can...
Dog, answer that.
Okay, Mrs. Andrews.
Well, what on earth has he got on
Mrs. him? Cooper, I...
He leaves.
Mary, please.
Mrs. Blige, Mrs. Andrews.
Oh, no, no.
Mother!
Hello, Mrs. Andrews. I came over to help you.
Oh, no. Is that Mr. Andrews?
Mary, please.
Oh, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, God, I
have a very deep
Now, just a minute. Quiet, please. Quiet. Better. Now, listen to me, all of you. This has gone too far. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
You mean
T-Fox. Now, get me quiet. Now, half an hour ago, I happened to come into this house with a little sunburn. And what happened? My wife gets all excited and starts giving me home remedies. And all these kids start calling their mothers. Then the mothers come over here to help out and find me standing in a basin covered with tea leaves like I was a monkey in a zoo. Now, I appreciate your good intentions, but I'll be a lot happier if you'll all forget I have a sunburn.
Yes, Mr. Anderson.
Yes, dear.
It's forgotten.
But be quiet. Now, you ladies can just go home again. And you kids can just go swimming as soon as Archie gets back here. And I, for one, have heard all I want to hear about sunburn. Here's Archie now.
Here's the medicine, Dad.
Thank you, Archie, but I don't need it. So you can just take your friends and go swimming right now.
Gee, I don't think I'd better, Dad.
Huh?
I ran back and forth to the drugstore so much, I got an awful sunburn.
Sunburn? Oh, no.
Andrews family will be back in just a minute, but first a few words about one of my most favorite foods, rich, smooth as satin, delicious ice cream. And when that ice cream is made with Kraft Frizz, F-R-I-Z-Z, you know it's good. Frizz is the remarkable new ice cream you make at home. First add water, mix and freeze it right in your own refrigerator tray. You can change the flavor of Frizz by simply adding chocolate, peppermint candy, coffee, or fruit as you prepare it. And here's more good news about Frizz. It's economical. One package makes 6 generous servings of this delicious, rich-tasting ice cream. Your whole family will love this tempting summer dessert. Get Frizz tomorrow from your food dealer. And now back to the Andrews. It's that evening, and Archie seems to have recovered from his sunburn of that afternoon.
How do you feel now, son?
Gee, pretty good, Mom. It's turning tan already. That vinegar sure worked fine.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. It's a shame you didn't go swimming with your friends.
Oh, that's okay. I can go some other time. Oh, but that reminds me, they must be back from the beach by now. I think I'll call Veronica for a date tonight.
All right, dear.
Operator, get me Riverdale 318, please. Maybe we'll go to a movie or something.
Hello?
Hello, Veronica. This is Archie. Would you like to go to a movie tonight?
Oh, I'd love to, Archie, but I can't. I've got an awful sunburn at the beach today.
Awful? Oh, no!
You've been listening to another transcribed chapter of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Zantel, based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie was played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alex Uhrman and Arthur Q. Bryan. Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. Also in the cast was Joan Shea. Music is by George Wright. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Wednesday night when Kraft Caramel, Kraft Malted Milk, and Frizz again bring you Archie Andrews. Bob Orrin speaking. So long.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.